Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Thanks for joining us for day 16 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Abiding Forever. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Once a person is united with God, how could he not live forever?" Rick Warren said, "At most, you will live 100 years on earth, but you will spend forever in eternity." Our text today is 1 John 2:17. "And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever." The word forever is hard to comprehend. We live in a world defined by time frames. We hit snooze on our alarm clock, and we can sleep exactly 5 more minutes. A normal workday is exactly 8 hours. A pregnancy normally lasts 9 months. We go to school for 12 years. We are confined by time in a world that has deadlines. Our world is fast-paced because we have time constraints. If you don't believe me, just count how many times you check your watch before the day is over. After John said, "Do not love the world," he said, "The world is passing away along with its desires." If you are in love with the world, that relationship will not last. If your desires are not for God, they are temporary cravings. Why not put your passion into a relationship that never ends? Why waste your time with momentary desires when you can pursue a relationship that endures forever? Notice just a few scriptures that focus on forever. Isaiah 40:8. "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Lamentations 5:19. "But you, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures to all generations." Psalm 73:26. "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." John 14:16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." Psalm 23:6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 16:11. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Scripture records the word forever 478 times and the phrase eternal life 41 times. God wants you to know that life with Him lasts forever. John Wesley once said, "I judge all things only by the price they shall gain in eternity." This is an incredible principle that should be the perspective by which we evaluate our lives. F.B. Meyer wrote, "God has set eternity in our heart, and man's infinite capacity cannot be filled or satisfied with the things of time and this world." At this point, a simple reminder of John's words in 1 John 2:17 is all that is needed. "And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever." Consider these questions. In what specific ways can you love and live in light of eternity? Consider the following quote by C.S. Lewis in light of 1 John 2:17. "Christianity asserts that every individual human being is going to live forever, and this must be either true or false. Now there are a good many things that would not be worth bothering about if I were going to live only 70 years, but which I had better bother about very seriously if I am going to live forever." What does the following famous scripture passage teach us about your eternal relationship with Jesus Christ? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.